Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. We all know it is not the case that our time is unlimited, but many people live as if their time is unlimited, as if they can just get around to it whenever they get around to it, that they can do it whenever it is that they do it.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen closely. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. A wise man meaning human, not male or female, is able to see both sides or multiple sides of any position, both sides or multiple sides of any situation, and is able to, if they're going to make an argument for one side, could also make an argument for the other side. Now, since yesterday I told you why there are times, and maybe right now, when you need to be patient, when you need to exercise patience in your life, I'm also going to tell you why there are times you need to be impatient. You need to exercise impatience in your life when you need to force the issue, when you need to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. As we say at the open of every one of these episodes, talking about personal initiative on this podcast, why and when in life do you need to be impatient and just get things started and start that fire, become that lightning in a bottle to make things happen in your life? Let's get right into it. Why you need to be impatient. Point number one, human beings are indecisive and cautious. And this is just a general rule of humanity. And usually they're too much of both, both indecisive and cautious. So if you do not have the ability to push yourself and others to action, your life will be full of delays, waiting, and unfulfilled expectations. Now, that's a lot that I just said there. How much of that have you dealt with? How much of that are you dealing with right now? I mean, like today in your life. Delay, things not happening as fast as you would want them to happen, or as fast as you expected, or maybe as fast as you were told they would happen. How much waiting? How many times has somebody come to you, or told you, or you went to them and they told you, well, you just have to wait. It's just hasn't happened yet, and we don't know exactly when or where or how it's going to happen. We just got to wait until we get word, or until something happens, or until this happens, or it's just waiting. It's not even anything you can do. You just got to wait, or at least you've been told there's nothing you can do. You got to wait. And what about unfulfilled expectations? Was a combination of the delay and the waiting something that you thought would happen, would have happened by now, would have already taken place by this point, but it has not happened, and your expectations have gone unfulfilled, and you're kind of, maybe not even kind of, disappointed about the situation. You're feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit stressed about the situation, maybe somewhat angry about the situation, maybe angry at yourself, maybe angry at somebody else, maybe at the situation, maybe just at the world in general, because things haven't happened the way that you wanted them to. I'm here to tell you, this is point number one. Today's topic, again, is why you need to be impatient. Human beings are, by nature, indecisive. All right? People do not like making decisions. Because a decision, the root of decision is incision, which means to cut off, right? Cut off any other possibilities. Human beings don't like to cut off possibilities because it reminds us of loss. Like, we've lost all those possibilities as soon as we cut them off. As soon as I make a decision that I'm going to go to the left, now I can't go to the right. I can't go straight. I can't go backwards. I can't just stay in the same spot. I made a decision that I'm going there. I've cut off all these other possibilities. So it's kind of like I had all these possibilities in my hands. Now I'm throwing all of those away to just pick one. Human beings don't like doing that. That's just an unconscious wiring that we have. We do not like making decisions, and we're cautious. Because of our indecision, we are cautious because what if going to the left is the wrong decision? What if we should have went straight or went to the right or went backwards or stayed exactly where we were? What if we make the wrong decisions? Human beings do not like making decisions because of the fear of making the wrong one. We don't like doing something because of the fear that maybe we should have did nothing. Maybe we should have did something completely different from what we did. Maybe we should have did what we did, but we did it at the wrong time, the wrong place, with the wrong person, or the wrong way. This is why human beings are overly, most of the time, overly indecisive and overly cautious. Therefore, you, first of all, need to work on yourself and your own ability to fight through your natural indecision and caution, because all of us have it within us that we don't want to decide on something and we don't want to just run into things. We want to be overly cautious, make sure we're doing the right thing. All this does is cost us time, right? You think about the times in your life, and we've all had them, when you've been indecisive and you've been cautious, usually for no really useful reason. What does it cost you? Usually the main thing that it costs you is time. And the thing is, time, even though time is infinite and constant, it ain't infinite for any of us. We all going to run out of time. So when we are indecisive and cautious, we're wasting the very thing that we cannot recover, the very thing we can't get back, the very thing that we do not have control over how much of it we have. Isn't that interesting? This indecision and this caution. So you need to, first of all, work on your own indecision and caution and push yourself past it. And then as you master yourself, now you need to work on getting others past their indecision and their caution. If you happen to be a salesperson, you already know about this indecision and caution. It's hard to get, since some people it's damn near impossible to get them to make a decision to buy something and then to actually part with their money, even though they decided that they want to buy it. You need to work on getting others past their indecision and their caution and moving others to action. This is the role of a leader, moving other people to action, inspiring them to action, cajoling them to action, cussing them out into action, whatever you got to do, but getting people to take decisive action, throwing caution to the wind and just doing what it is they have to do. If you are unable to do this for yourself or for others, your life will be full of delays, waiting, and unfulfilled expectations. That doesn't sound good, does it? Not to me. Point number two. Today's topic is why and when you need to practice impatience in your life. Understand that every human being is urgent at certain times. And here's the time when human beings are urgent. When we see a matter as important enough to be urgent about. You see a matter as important enough to be urgent about, you will be urgent. A person could be the most indecisive, cautious person you know, but if they fall down the steps and break their leg and the leg is bleeding and the bone is protruding out of their skin, I guarantee you they will find a sense of urgency about getting to their phone and calling an ambulance, or getting themselves in a car and going to the hospital, or getting somebody to help them get there, because they see a reason to be urgent. We are all urgent when we see something that is important enough to be urgent about. So you got to make yourself important, or make the things that you do in your life important. And I talked about this in episode number 202, which you can listen to at dreallday.com/podcast. People will be urgent in dealing with you when you make yourself an important enough individual. When you make the things that you do important enough to other people, whether that's they're actually important on the surface, self-evidently, or you're able to sell them on the idea that it's important, people will be urgent. We are all urgent with things that are important to us. Now, you wake up in the middle of the night and you got to go to the bathroom, that's urgent. All right, and you will get up and you will go to the bathroom, or you're going to, I don't know, I guess you'll pee in a bit. When something is urgent enough to us, we take action on it. Is this true or is this not true? Think about the things that you've taken action on immediately recently in your life. In the last 72 hours, what have you taken action on immediately as soon as you saw a need to take action? That was something that in that space at that time for you was important. And when you become an important individual, which I covered again in episode number 202, people will be urgent in dealing with you. Let's say I'm a basketball player and there's a basketball trainer out there who's high in demand. I know everybody's trying to work with this trainer and I want to get better and work with this trainer because I know this trainer is definitely going to help me out. And the trainer says, well, listen, I have some availability tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but I got something planned for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. But I also know that this trainer won't be available again for 3 months if I don't take this time tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I will make a decision, quickly make a decision, urgently make a decision to schedule some time with this trainer and pay them whatever it is I got to pay them, move my schedule around as much as I got to move it around, and not even be cautious about having to change my schedule, having to pay this person and part with my money and maybe piss off the person who was scheduled for tomorrow at 10 o'clock that I got to move the schedule around. Why? Because that trainer is important enough. Because that me getting better is important enough. Because this session that's going to help me get to where I want to get to in my future is important enough. So when you make yourself and or the things that you do, the things that you're offering, whatever you're involved in, when you make them important enough in the eyes of other people, they will be urgent. They'll throw all that indecision and caution out of the way and do whatever it is you want them to do. Point number three. Today's topic is why and when you need to practice impatience in your life. Most people live, and I touched on this earlier, as if they have unlimited time. You ever found yourself living that way? Maybe you've been living like that up to this exact moment until I just said that and you thought about it. Most people live their lives as if their time is unlimited, when we all know that this is not the case. I mean, you think about this in a literal sense. We all know it is not the case that our time is unlimited, but many people live as if their time is unlimited, as if they can just get around to it whenever they get around to it, that they can do it whenever it is that they do it. If you're selling something to somebody, they say, well, look, if I can get it now, I mean, what's stopping me from just getting it next week? Why can't I get it when I get paid 2 weeks from now? Why can't I just get it next year? Why can't I get it when the kids get out of school? Why can't I get it when I made more money? People act as if these times in the future that we talk about are guaranteed to happen, as if we're guaranteed to live to this moment that we're talking about in the future. We do not have unlimited time. And we all know this is not the case if we think about it seriously enough. And one of the books that I mentioned, which is Letters from a Stoic, written by Seneca, which if you haven't read that book, I beseech you to get on Amazon or iBooks, wherever you get your books, and read that book, because he talks about this. One of the principal tenets of Stoicism is about meditating on your own death, thinking about the time when you will be gone, which could be any moment for any one of us. And then because of this, making the most of our lives, making the most of our time, throwing this indecision and caution out of the way because we understand our time is not unlimited. We're making it more conscious instead of it being this unconscious thing that we never think about and we bury in the recesses of our minds. We're making it conscious. Like, listen, my time is not unlimited. I know it's not. Let me start living with the understanding, with the urgency that what I don't do today may never actually get done. If you really think about it, again, you got to make this more of a conscious thing than just the unconscious thing that you only think about when somebody like myself brings it up on a podcast. Your time is not unlimited. Understand that what you do not do may never happen because you may be the only person thinking about it and the only person capable of doing it. What you don't get done today, if you're not here tomorrow to do it, it may never ever get done. And maybe somebody's depending on that. Maybe that can make a huge difference in somebody's life. Maybe it can make a huge difference in your life if you did it. But you're putting it off as if you have time, as if tomorrow, next month, next year. Listen, our time ain't unlimited. Have I said that enough? Point number four, today's topic, why you need to be impatient, why you need to practice impatience in your life. Windows of opportunity close quickly. And if you have enough life experience, you know this. Windows of opportunity do not stay open for as long as you think they will. When a window of opportunity is open and you recognize it, it looks so wide, it looks like you could drive a car through that window of opportunity, right? But then that window closes. Unbeknownst to you, maybe unexpectedly to you, now you can stick a safety pin into that closed window. Nothing's going to fit in. It's airtight, sealed shut. Those windows close quickly if not taken advantage of. I'll just tell you my personal stance on it. I would rather push you too much too soon, push you too much to make a decision, push you too much to stop being cautious, push you too much to be urgent, push you too much to see this as an important situation, push you too much to understand that time is not unlimited and you can't just do it whenever you get around to it. I'd rather push you too much on all of those things and you just decide, you know what? I don't want to deal with you anymore, Dre. I don't want to listen to you anymore. I'm not listening to your podcast no more. I don't like you pushing me so much as if I need to make a decision right now and stop being cautious and be urgent and do things and see it as important. I'd rather you have that problem than wait too long and nothing happens. But that's just me. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for anybody else. I would rather you feel like you are being pressured. I had a manager when I worked at Bally Total Fitness. Anytime we didn't close a sale on a membership, somebody came to see the gym, we would try to close it. We were mandated to go to the manager, who would then, the sales manager, he would come into the room, and then he would try to close the sale. And I don't know if they still do this in business these days. I think usually they do. So the manager would come in and try to close the sale, and a lot of prospects would say, they didn't like when the manager came in because this manager, this particular guy, he just had this high pressure way of closing the sale. He would just stare people down And he would just sit there quietly and just look at them. It was really funny what he would do sometimes and how people would react to it sometimes. But this, his whole thing was moving people to take action, getting people to actually do something, cutting through all their BS, cutting through all their excuses, and trying to close that sale. Because if he didn't close that sale, he might lose his job as a sales manager and lose some of his paycheck, some of his income from doing it. So he saw it as important enough. See, he had some reasons. He had some compelling reasons to make it important to him. And he tried to move people to action quickly. And sometimes it worked. And sometimes it really pissed people off. And they said, well, I'm never coming to this gym. I'm never joining this gym because I don't like the way this guy dealt with me. And other people would join the gym because he pushed through their BS and got them to finish. And the people who didn't get this treatment, most of the people who didn't get this treatment, they offered the excuses and the BS and all these reasons to delay and not do things and wait longer and let me think about it and let me talk to my wife. People who were allowed to delay, you know what happened to them? Not a damn thing happened to them. We don't know. All right, we never saw them again, and they probably never joined the gym. Why? Because all they did was continue to delay as if they had unlimited time. I'd rather you get off the fence. All right, either be F y'all because I don't like the way you're trying to pressure me into action right now, or you know what? I am going to join because you came in here and you closed me on doing what it is you want me to do and what I need to do for myself. I mean, I am, after all, the one who walked into the gym. I'd rather you choose one side of that fence than to stay on the fence. Even if one side of the fence is, I'm not messing with you. I'm not dealing with you. I don't like this pressure. I don't like you trying to make me be urgent about things. I'd rather you jump on either side of the fence than to stay on the fence. But again, that's just me. You got to answer for yourself. Let's recap today's topic, which is why you need to be impatient. Why you need to practice impatience at times in your life. Number one, human beings are indecisive and cautious just by nature, and usually too much of both. So if you do not have the ability to push yourself, first of all, and others, secondly, to action, your life will be filled with delay, waiting, and unfulfilled expectations. Number two, every human being has a sense of urgency available to them, but only when they see a matter as important enough. And understand that there's no rationing of how many things we can see as important. We could make as many things important as we want to. We can have as much urgency as we want to have. It's a choice of yours. So you got to make yourself important, which is covered in episode 202, and people will be urgent in dealing with you. Point number three, most people live as if their time is unlimited, as if they have forever in order to get around to things, when we all know that this is not the case. So live your life, starting at this point, if you haven't already, with the understanding that what you do not do today or what you do not do, period, will probably never happen. Point number four, windows of opportunity close quickly. So would you rather live your life standing up on that fence, which is a tough balancing act, or are you going to jump to one side or another? Again, question for you to answer, rhetorical. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group, where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12 module bulletproof mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to dreallday.com/GG for the game group. That's dreallday.com/GG. for the game group. You want that bulletproof mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to dreallday.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.